Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to the EPL Roundtable. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries, and as always, if you'd like to reach us at the podcast, you can do so by either tweeting us at EPL Roundtable or emailing us at eplroundtable@gmail.com. All right, now we have another club update. This time, we're going to be talking West Ham United with Sean Whetstone, who you can find at Claret and Hugh, among many other things that I'm sure we'll talk about later. We're going to just kind of skip the formalities, because there's so much we need to talk about with players that have come in this window. But let's start with deadline day. Is there anything incoming or outgoing for West Ham United today?
So it looks like we've got our right back, and I'm going to ask you to pronounce his name because he's the Spanish. Is he 31 or 30?
Oh, Arbeloa?
33. Yeah.
Yeah.
Arbeloa. He's passed his medical. I think he's just putting the finishing touches. Do you know what? For dramatic effect, I think they'll probably launch it, announce it about 10 o'clock or 10:30, just to keep Sky News a bit happy. But well, the deal's basically done. It's a one-year deal. He's going to act as a mentor and help Sam Byram out, be one of the best right-backs in the Premier League. Let's see who Bilic starts. But, you know, I think it's a good deal all round. He's a free agent, obviously just come from Real Madrid. 2 months ago, he's playing in the Real Madrid first team, and obviously had a good stint at Liverpool as well.
All right, and there's been a lot of talk about Enner Valencia on the way out and lots of rejoicing from West Ham fans about it.
Yeah, I think it's a bit unfair. It just didn't work out for Enner Valencia. So we're looking for three players to go out, all on loan. Probably the unknown one, everyone will go, who? It is Donnyel Henry, the Canadian international. He's like fifth choice centre-back, so he's never going to get a chance. You know, after Ogbonna linked with Chelsea today, Winston Reid and Reece Oxford, and of course James Collins. So he's fifth choice. He's not going to get a chance in the first team. He's gone out on loan, or will go out on loan to some Danish side. I can't even remember. It starts with AC. I can't remember the rest of it. It's that well known. But as you say, Enner Valencia linked with Aston Villa. The chairman said, I watched him three times and I don't want him, which West Ham fans agreed. He then was linked early this morning and late last night with a move to Swansea City. Swansea City thought they'd done a deal for a loan with an option to buy. Everton have come in very late, a little bit of a panic buy, it looks like. £1.5 million fee to loan him and a £13 million option to buy him at the end of the season. So that looks like it will go through. If there are no hitches, but apparently Swansea are there to pick up if it falls through. He's in South America with Ecuador at the moment, so that might make it a bit difficult with medicals and talking to the agent. But I still think he'll pass the line before 11. Or is it 11:30? I don't know. I've heard two different what the deadline is today. Do you know?
I'm pretty sure it's just at 11, but you know, there's always that spillover time.
Yeah, you still keep
hearing everything, and you can apply for an hour extension.
It should be done, although there is a small rumour that if we get Enner Valencia across the line in time, we might have a little lone striker deal up our sleeves. A little bit of a gamble that David Sullivan likes. You know, someone that we can loan probably for about £500,000 that with an option to buy that might just be worth a gamble to put in the books. But whether we can get Enner Valencia across the line, whether we could do that loan deal from probably somewhere in South America remains to be seen.
Fair enough. Well, we may as well just get into all of the signings you have made. We'll stick with South America, as you just mentioned. Jonathan Caleri, a lot of big clubs were sniffing around him.
Yeah.
The ones that line him. He has not put the ball in the net, despite having several chances thus far.
Yeah, I mean, we paid an £850,000 loan fee. Interesting enough, I got told by a very senior source close to the club, we had no option to buy because, get this, the club say one day it would be worth 18 million and they do not want to release him. So they said, you know, if you want an option to buy, it will be 80 million. What a joke. It's a typical David Sullivan buy from South America. He hasn't impressed. He should have buried the ball at least three times, and each time he's frozen on the big stage. And he's missed, and West Ham fans are impatient. So I think move on, because he's not impressed so far, and I'm really not sure with Zaza coming in he's going to get too many more chances.
Yep, yeah, broadcaster's dream there, helping me segue to Simone Zaza, who you bring in to replace Andy Carroll, who has now picked up a knock and will be out for some time. Simone Zaza was at Juventus. A lot of people were sniffing around him as well. How pleased are you to get him into the club?
I'm personally quite pleased. I mean, by the way, Andy Carroll should be back within, you know, 5 or 6 weeks. It's not a big thing. In fact, maybe even 4 weeks. Zaza is an interesting one. I mean, a lot of people remember him for the missed penalty at the Euros, but really there's a lot more to him, and he's a natural predator. Put Lanzini and Payet feeding him, and I think he will score. You know, it's a big investment for West Ham, £4.2 million loan fee, quite big wages, £68,000 a week wages, plus bonuses that will take him to 100 grand a week. We've got an automatic £17 million transfer fee on top of that that will automatically trigger when he reaches 14 Premier League games. So, you know, it's almost a permanent transfer in our eyes. And there's just a little safety catch there in case he gets injured like most of our players seem to.
Mm. Yeah, he is the one you get across the line, but your search for a striker this window has been very public. Are you a fan of how transparent the club has been in their search for a striker, or do you feel a little egg on facey about missing some of your bigger targets?
Do you know what? I love David Sullivan, but sometimes he should keep his mouth shut. And, you know, to come out and say we're going to sign a 30 million, 20-goal striker at the beginning of the season, you're sort of asking for it. You know, at the end of the day, we've spent £70 million, a record amount of money. And I'm including the Zaza fee and Lanzini fee in that. And we got 10 million in returns. So that's a net fee of 60 million. That blows our transfer budget and previous years out of the window. Mm. You know, our net fee last year was 25 million. And that's when we bought Payet and other players like that. So they've really put their hand in the pocket, but it's been overshadowed by this. We're going to sign Lacazette or Batshuayi. You know, Lacazette, you probably saw the media come out, you know, £43 million. Did we ever have a chance? Was it a media campaign by our owners to look like we're big boys? Sometimes I think our ball try and run before they can walk. And sometimes we've just got to be realistic about what kind of players will come to us. You know, as I say, Lacazette turned us down. Batshuayi went to Chelsea and turned us down. And of course, Carlos Bacca also turned us down because he wanted Champions League football. So sometimes it's better to keep stumm, keep it quiet and actually focus on the £60 million net we did spend, which is a fantastic move up for this club.
Yeah. Andre Ayew, am I correct in thinking he was a club record signing at the time?
He was a club record signing, still a club record signing. Oh, and the fee and the transfer fee for Zaza together. I mean, very. I think he'll be a great player for West Ham. You know, we were offered him before on a free, by the way, a free transfer, and he went to Swansea instead, mainly for money. But, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, his muscle came away from his leg. That's how bad the injury is. He should be back. Bilic says he should be back playing on the 1st December. Let's hope he repays the investment we've put in him and ends up a very good striker. It's a striker who scored 6 goals in 8. So when Swansea deployed him as a striker, he scored 12 goals, you know. So I'm hoping, I'm expecting good things of him when he comes back into the fold in December. He might have to fight for his place by then, though.
Yeah, one of the questions when you signed him was where he was going to line up for you. Are you assuming he's a winger despite the fact you've bought so many this window?
Yeah, a winger, but, you know, sometimes I think we can mix it around. Billy seems to be obsessed with wingers. In other words, he would have 11 wingers.
He certainly is. You might already have 11.
Let's just have 11 wingers. Yep. You know? And his obsession, you know, oh no, not another midfielder. But Ayew apparently is very flexible and can play anywhere across the midfield or as a striker. So maybe the plan is to use that flexibility and play him in a number of roles.
Fair enough. Well, if he is to win that right wing spot, he'd have to do it over Sofyan Fagouli, which at the time I thought was one of the signings of the summer for free.
Yeah.
He can be very inconsistent, had a couple rough years at Valencia. Some people saying he was the victim of their failings. He did contribute to them, but obviously a very talented player. You bring him in on a free. What are your expectations for him at West Ham?
Yeah, well, he's on big money, you know, free transfer, but big wages. Obviously, he's got a hamstring at the moment, which is unfortunate. We seem to have a lot of injuries at the moment, but he should be coming back. It's only a grade one tear. He looked a bit lightweight, if I'm honest. I watched him during the Europa League games. And my only question mark at the moment is he physical enough for the Premier League? He looked a little bit lightweight, thrown off the ball a bit too easy. He's obviously got some skill. Jury's still out for me on Fagouli and whether he will be get a regular first team spot, really.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Ayew also flexible enough. He can play on the left, where he'd have to compete with Lanzini, who you now have permanently, Gökhan Töre, who's on loan. I already forgot Antonio, who's also on the right, but is clearly not a right back, as we learned through your Europa League struggles.
What an amazing pick for England. I mean,
oh, yeah, he's a tremendous player. He's just significantly not a defender.
No, he's not a defender, and I think everybody else, Billich finally found that out. And look, as soon as he's freed, he scored two goals in two games. Via his head, because that's what he does. He's a beast. And anyway, we're not here to talk about Antonio because he's last season's news. Töre is rubbish. I won't mince words. Billich pick, old mate of Billich. And I for any Turkish listeners, right, please don't take offence, but the Turkish Premier League is rubbish. It's just not up to the quality of the Premier League. And Töre's just been shown up as a very average player. And it's very annoying to West Ham fans. He keeps on being picked game in, game out. It was good that he got pulled off second half against Man City because he was letting us down. And I just hope, you know, Billich can be quite like with a dog with a bone and very stubborn, which is what we know why he stuck so long as Antonio's a right back. I just hope he sees Töre for what he is. We didn't want to do a permanent deal. He wanted to do a permanent deal. The board said, no, let's do a loan and see how it goes. And I think the board have been proved right on this one.
All right,
2.55 million, by the way, he cost on loan, so not cheap.
Yeah, that's a fair bit. We already know what Lanzini is. He's a terrific player, and he's back fit now?
He is, yeah. And you know, part of that 60 million was 10 million for Lanzini. We forget. Actually, Lanzini was the first sign in the season. He was alone last year. 10.2 million we paid at the beginning of the season to buy him as our first signing of the season. And what a tremendous find he was. And what a tremendous asset when he comes back for a whole game. He will be, you know, lining up with Payet when he comes back from France. He, you know, all the people in Euro saying, he's going off to, that's the last West Ham we'll see of Payet. You know, he's off to Real Madrid. He's off to PSG. He's off to Man United. He's off to Chelsea. He's still a West Ham player, and he will be at 11 o'clock. I guarantee that.
Yeah, if he was 24, I do think he would have been gone. But at his age, he seems to have found his place. He probably wanted to stay as well. Left back, you signed Masuaku to hold down the line until Aaron Cresswell gets back from injury.
Well, you say that. You say that. But what an amazing find. What an amazing player. And I think he's one of the great bargains of the transfer window. And he's impressed West Ham fans so much that I think Aaron Cresswell will have to fight for his place to get it back.
Interesting. He's that
good. Yeah. And that's great to have two left backs fighting for a position of similar quality. Is a great position to be in, but I've been really, really impressed with the guy. I think he's going to be one of the surprise successes of this transfer window when we come to the end of the season.
Interesting. All right, then you brought in Havard Nordtveit, who weirdly came with very little hullabaloo. I can't believe I just said
that.
But I thought he was a very solid defender when he was in Germany. He can also play as a defensive midfielder now that you've gotten rid of Alex Song. Maybe he'll move up a little bit in the formation, although I do love Kouyaté. What do you think his role will be for you once he's fully fit?
I think he'll be sitting on the bench.
positions.
I really don't see him figuring very much. I see him as a squad player. He has not impressed West Ham fans one little bit. And in fact, people are questioning, you know, the big money we paid to get Northvelt in. And again, you know, we paid a really big, you know, wages of over 50 grand a week, or it might even be more than that, 55 grand a week, because he was a free transfer. It seems a strange one, and I'm not sure he'll make the grade of the Premier League, if I'm perfectly honest with you. I see him playing a very bit part in this season.
And he will suffer because of the limited competitions with you crashing out of the Europa League.
Thanks for reminding me of that. We've still got the EFL and the FA Cup, so who knows?
So maybe he'll get some minutes. But yeah, that does not sound very optimistic, considering, like I said, I did think he was fairly good last year. This brings us to the one glaring spot. Right back. Sam Byram isn't good enough yet. Mikel Antonio is not a defender.
One absolutely peach of a transfer that might have missed you. And that is Martinez, who scored. He's playing in our development squad, the under-23. He scored, I think, two goals again last night. He scored like seven goals in the first in the season in the newly formed development squad, and he's really one for the future. We paid 2.55 million for him. Antonio Martinez, and he's one to watch. He could break through sooner rather than later to the first team. Same with Fernandes. We spent 5.44 million on him. Don't really know much about him, but he's a youngster. We're building for a future, you know, more competitive development squad now, but we're spending decent money to build the next West Ham of the future as well.
All right, fair enough.
But well, right, then, get back that to said, right back.
Yeah, let's get to right backs. Arbeloa looking like the way to go. Another interesting name that I was hearing was the... Oh, man. Now, of course, I'm blanking. The right back from Wolves.
Oh, Dominic.
Yeah, Dominic Iorfa, who's very highly touted. Obviously,
he
the choice is...
He's a West Ham fan, by the way.
Interesting.
He's a West Ham fan. He was born in Southend. He started at Southend until he was 15. Moved to Wolves when he was 15. Really keen on coming to West Ham. But Wolves want nearly £10 million for him.
And they have investment now.
And, you know, it wasn't going to happen. And we needed the experience. You know, Sam Byram is a good right back. But I think, you know, we needed someone with experience. And we've got that with, and I keep forgetting, I've already forgotten his name again.
Arbeloa. Yeah. Yeah, it was a choice between experience and promising young talent.
And he's going to can mentor Sam Byram now, and as I say at the beginning of the podcast, he can truly make him improve him as a right back.
All right. So with all those out of the way, we already touched on the beginning. Not expecting much else. Perhaps some outgoings. Maybe one sneaky incoming.
Yeah.
Where do you think this squad leaves you when it comes to the Premier League table?
Well, I heard a West Ham former player, Tony Gale, on the radio earlier saying we haven't done enough. I'd be more worried if I was Hull or
Swansea
or even Everton who are playing combined at the end. I think we've got a decent enough squad for a top 10. I'm not prepared to go beyond that. We're not looking at relegation, right? We've played, you know, if you look at our last season, we played 3 and won 1. So we won against Arsenal first day of the season, right? We then lost against Bournemouth and Leicester the next two games at home. So we have 3 points after 3 games. We've got the same. We've won against Bournemouth. We've lost against, you know, a very good Chelsea and a very good Man City. And both of those, by the way, we were cheated. You know, Aguero should have been sent off for that elbow, and Costa should have been sent off as well. So we were close, you know. We could have won Chelsea on a better day, and we certainly could have drawn against Man City and even turned it around. So I think we've been unlucky to only get 3 points. But after, when we get back to Watford after the international break, I think with Payet back, Lanzini back, and all these players coming back, I think we'll push on. We're 12th at the moment. I think a top 10 finish is, you know, I'll be disappointed if we finish outside the top 10. And who knows, we could push for 7th position is my prediction. With maybe a sneaky 6 if the wind was blowing in the right direction.
All right, fair enough. And your signing of the summer?
My signing of the summer. Oh, that's a difficult one, you know. I'm going to go with optimistic. I'm going to hope, only because of the money we're spending, it's Simone Zaza, who will bang in 20 goals this season and be that 20-goal striker that David Sullivan bragged about. If that could be him, I think that would be a dream come true.
Fair enough. All right, well, why don't you tell the folks where they can find you?
So you can find me on Twitter, at West Ham Football. As Kev said earlier, I write for a number of blogs. I write for ClarenceHugh.info. I write for WestHamTillIDie.com, two good blogs. And I'm also a host on a West Ham podcast called More Than Just a Podcast.co.uk. More as in Bobby Moore. That's it. Thanks, Kevin, for having me on. And I didn't ask you about Spurs because I'm sure you'll be doing that on another segment.
Yeah, we probably don't need to draw this out any longer, but very pleased to have you back on and wishing you personally, maybe not your club, the best this season.
Cheers.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.